Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. The Pats are going through their final Friday preparations for Sunday night's big tilt in Baltimore. On Friday morning in the locker room, we heard from Wes Welker, Sterling Moore, and Dante Hightower as the Pats look to rebound from last week's loss to Arizona. Here they are in Locker Room Uncut.
Yeah, I think it's been a good week of practice, but today's a key one too, and so we got to make sure we have a good day today as well.
How much does playing the Ravens this week down there help that focus?
It helps a lot. I mean, it's a hostile environment. We understand the type of place it is and how hard it is to play on, especially on Sunday night, and the crowd's going to be into it, the whole city's going to be into it, and the Ravens are going to be into it, so we got to be ready to go.
I'm going to tell you the same for any game, regardless of running back. I mean, every running back's in the NFL for a reason because, you know, obviously they've done, you know, what they had to do all their life to get here. You know, Ray Rice is a great running back in all different aspects, running, catching out of the backfield, making guys miss. So, definitely watching film closer on him, you know, watching what he likes to do, his tendencies, but you know, just coming in with the same mentality I have every game, just go in, just be disruptive and be hectic.
Like I said, it was night and day for me because last year I came in, I didn't know didn't know the techniques they wanted me to play, really didn't know the defensive schemes, was just kind of thrown out there. And this year I know who I'm out there with, I know where they're going to be, and I know the scheme. So, you know, it just kind of helped slow the game down for me.
Well, having somebody like Deion around has been so dependable for so many years, and we can continue to be for us this year.
Has that helped you, Wes, just knowing that there's another guy that knows the system all so well makes your job easier, or does it make a difference?
I think it helps everyone. Anytime you have another player that can contribute like he can, I think it helps everybody all the way around.
For me, I really like to get all the film study and all the tendencies down in my head, even up to before the day, you know, so that I can go out and I know, you know, what they're going to do by formation, by downs, really by all tendencies. So when I go out on Sunday, I know, you know, what they're going to do, how they're going to do it, what players are in, so I can just go in and I can play hard and aggressive and not so much think about it.
Just trying to block out, you know, kind of distractions they're going to have with their pregame, and, you know, their fans are going to be loud, of course, but just trying to stay within us and do what we have to do.
Experiment with that, with loud music in practice. Has that happened yet?
Yeah. You know, we've had music at practice, some that I don't particularly like, but, you know, they definitely have music out there, and, you know, it really forces us to communicate, and I think that's going to be a big thing this weekend, is communicating, because they have a good fans.
What kind of music's playing?
I think they got it on shuffle, man. Everything from rock, hip-hop, they don't have any slow stuff going on, which is good because that would just take us out of a rhythm. But
it's a little disco earlier.
Yeah, they've had everything going. I think we need a new DJ though.
Do you know who the DJ is?
I don't know who the DJ is, but if I find out, I may have to have a conversation with them.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.